You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard on a Monday. Boy, do we have a lot to talk about. Kyle Quinn is behind the glass. You guys on the phones with us. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, man, everybody don't need to know everything about you. Because sometimes that, you know, when you find out everything about somebody, it kind of changes things.
Yeah, you don't want to know. You don't want to know sometimes. You don't want to know.
Sometimes ignorance is bliss. Mm.
I agree with that. It is. That could work for real life. It could work for sports. All right, we got a lot to get into today. We have a great prize to give away. Rhea is going to join us 1 hour from now in studio. We'll get to a pretty wild rumor with the Sixers, the number three pick. We got big NFL stuff going down this week, including a potential change to the seeding in the NFL postseason. But, Hugh, we start with the Phillies, which, like, this is one of those, it depends on how you want to look at it. Because from one perspective, they had a great weekend, right? I mean, they swept the Pirates. They took care of business against a bad baseball team. And they're only a half game out of first place. The Phillies are playing good baseball. Another winning homestand. They get to go play a tomato can this week. That's right, with the Rockies. Mick Abel came up yesterday. And what a debut for that kid as he replaces Aaron Nola in the rotation with the ankle injury for Nola. But here, obviously the other side of the coin is Jose Alvarado, who goes on the suspended list here. Yeah. Suspended 80 games for taking a banned substance. Hugh, I saw I actually saw a little bit of people talking about this Saturday night before the news finally broke. I guess it was leaking out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sunday I saw, you know, it broke everywhere and the Phillies announced it. So Alvarado suspended 80 games. And on top of that, he is not eligible for the postseason. So it's a double whammy. He's going to miss most of the rest of the season. He could come back in late August, but he's not eligible for the postseason. It is a crusher for this bullpen. Hugh, what was your reaction when you saw the Alvarado news come down yesterday morning?
Now, you know how my mind works, mm-hmm. man. And when you hear it, initially I just try to process what I'm hearing.
Yep.
And then when I read the story, it was real specific in what it said he took, testosterone. I forgot which type of testosterone it was, but it was testosterone. So if you know anything about that, it boosts your natural testosterone, and it allows you, you know, it makes you, in some cases, it could be a weight loss thing. It could be for virility, kind of like a blue chew or whatever. It has some benefits to it. Recovery is one of them. You know, when you have more testosterone, you recover. And I was just like, my first thought was, that's real specific. Because normally when you test positive for PEDs, it's one of those things where it's vague. It just says performance-enhancing drugs or yep. whatever. But this one was more specific. So my thoughts were, man, initially I thought, this is something he's probably been taking for a while. Because and he forgot to mask it. You know, I used to work out in the gym where, you know, worked out with a lot of bodybuilders and mm-hmm. stuff. And they would talk about, you know, masking agents and things of that nature. So that's what I thought. I don't know this for sure. I'm just speculating. That's just, you know, my mind was all over the place, and I was just reckless speculating like I normally do, and that was what I thought.
All right, so I had a lot of thoughts when it first happened. We're going to hear in a second here from Topper and from Dombrowski and from Bryce Harper, and of course you, 215-592-9494. We're going to get to what the Phillies could do now because they have a huge hole in their bullpen. My first thought, Hugh, though, and you call me cynical. You can just say that if you want. I'm very frustrated to Jose Alvarado. I don't believe it for a second. The Phillies and Alvarado were spinning this as he took a weight loss drug and he did not realize what was in it. Hugh, I don't buy it. Every steroid suspension or PED suspension for 20 years in baseball, the player says the same thing every time. How did that get in my body? I didn't know. So I'm just cynical on this. I don't buy it. I believe, if I had to guess, he either knew what he was putting in his body and tried to mask it, and it didn't work, or he didn't take, to me, Hugh, if you're taking a weight loss medication, and that's what they're saying he did, then you got to go to the trainers and show them the medication and
normally.
Say, can I take this? And they'll tell him, I'm sure, very quickly, yeah, you're good to go here, or no, if you take this, this could come back and we could be in trouble here. And if he didn't do that, that's on him, too. Like, I don't feel bad for the guy. I feel bad for the team. Because he hurt them here. This is a crushing loss for the team. There's no other way to put this. This bullpen has started to pitch better, Hugh, but with that, as he's been the anchor of that bullpen. And now they don't have him for 80 games. They don't have him for the postseason. It changes the whole course of the season. Now, and we'll discuss what they're going to do, they've got to replace him both immediately and for the long term, because even if they get through the next 80 games, he's not eligible for the postseason. So,
yeah,
like, the problem,
that's the point that hurts.
It doesn't go away. They need to make a move both in the moment, in the future. It's just so frustrating. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to the Alvarado suspension, where you come down on him, and now what they do. All right, let's hear yesterday how it went down. First, Rob Thompson telling the media what happened in the dugout before the game.
Did you talk to him today at all?
I haven't talked to him about this situation at all. He didn't come in today, and I just talked to the club at 11:30, and guys were kind of shocked. But then again, they realized that we got business to take care of. It's out of our control. It's out of their control. We just got to keep moving forward.
Well, I expect him to say things like that. Hugh, it is out of everyone's control. They got business to take care of. They're a team. There's more than one. That's fine. But you heard him say it there. The players were kind of shocked. I mean, he's the biggest part of their bullpen. And now he is gone for 80 games. 215-592-9494. Let's hear Dave Dombrowski talking about Alvarado and kind of always battling his weight here as part of the issue.
It's not something he did knowingly. I believe that, the way he talked to me. We had our support. It's a very, basically, the system is a very stringent system. It's very, because in the sense that you're responsible for what goes into your body. That's what it really comes down to. And so I know what he was doing. He was trying to take a weight loss reduction. That's what he's always been, self-conscious of his weight and working hard on it. And something he took gave a positive result. So, ultimately it's a situation where if that happens, you're still responsible for it.
Hugh, I found it interesting the way Dombrowski said it, because while he did say he believed him when Alvarado said he didn't do it on purpose, he twice said there, you're responsible for you putting your own body.
Yeah. There's a lot that, for me, is with this story, Joe. I mean, I'm just going to be honest. And I know that how I feel about performance-enhancing drugs and stuff like that, a lot of people probably don't feel the same way.
Yep.
Because I feel like, to be honest, anything that you take to enhance your abilities from creatine to protein powders, and I feel like all of that is performance enhancing.
Mm.
So I feel like everybody's trying to get an edge when you're doing things like that. I also know that when you start taking these certain things, like testosterone or whatever it is it was taking.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Takes a while for it to build up in your body. Anybody that's taken a supplement, you take supplements, Joe, they tell you right away, you're not going to see the effects of the supplement on day one. It takes a while. Like, you know, it takes a while for it to build up in your body and for it to start taking effect and you to start having these, you know, the side effects, if you will.
Yep.
The side effects in this case being weight loss. So he's been on this for a while, in my opinion.
I agree with you. So, Hugh, if you go back to the last 2 years, his velocity started to diminish a little bit. He still threw hard, but where he was 3 years ago, he was no longer there. And then he came to spring training this year, and he was popping 100, 101 again.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Anybody that has taken anything, I don't care what it is, if you take testosterone, male replacement hormone or whatever it is, you know that initially it don't kick in for a while. Like if you on the Ozempic, if you taking the shot or whatever, you don't lose weight if you take it on Monday, you ain't losing weight by Friday. It takes a while for it to get in your system. So it to me, again, it was real interesting to hear when they pinpointed exactly what it was he was taking, that I was like, oh, okay. So yeah, knowing what I know, my limited knowledge of, you know, taking supplements and things of that nature. It's like, yeah, he's probably been on that for a while.
I agree with you. And that's why I don't have sympathy for the guy or empathy for the guy. Look, I'm sure he wanted to help the team win, but he knew what he was doing. It's his responsibility what he puts in his body. I do think it's selfish that he took this stuff because he got hit on a test with it. And I feel like I just feel so after 20 years of baseball having testing in. They all say the same thing. Every time one of these guys gets caught, it's, I had no idea. I'm shocked. I'm not. It's the same thing every time.
What do you post?
Well, but I did it.
What do you say?
Y'all caught me red-handed.
Like, y'all caught that? I thought I was masking it better than that.
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to say.
Well, I don't know what but they all can't use the same excuse.
Ignorance is bliss. Didn't we just talk about this? Sometimes it's better if you don't know. Ignorance is bliss.
It's amazing. These guys know exactly what they eat, know exactly how they train, but they magically have these drugs in their system.
That's why I said, man.
It's baloney.
There's too much money involved for anybody. And this is where, for me, and I'm talking to the fans now, don't think for a minute that, like, with there are certain levels that people will go to cheat, but everybody's trying to get an edge.
Well,
everybody's cheating.
I know that.
You know what I mean? Everybody's doing whatever your comfort level in cheating is. His comfort level was just a little bit higher than somebody else.
But he went over the line.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
There's a collectively bargained line with rules.
Everybody, like, does something to get that little bit of an edge, and they like to push the envelope, because I knew some guys that would do like the vitamin B shots and stuff like that. They would, the hyperbaric chambers. To me, it's all cheating in a sense. That's how I look at it. It's all kind of cheating when you take the creatine and stuff like that. The dudes back in the day that used to smoke a 6-pack of Newports.
Yep.
They weren't doing all that stuff.
No, well,
you know what I mean.
Those days are different.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying. So it's, everybody's trying to push the envelope to be better, because there's too much money that's involved for you to not. Just like Jose Alvarado, you were talking about how his velo was going down.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, wasn't nobody complaining about it when it was up. Like, oh, my God, he done lost weight. Because that's always, everybody's like, oh, my God, he looks great. And we sat here, Joe, and I said, dude, it's hard. It's hard to change your body composition. When you hear guys say, hey, he came back in 3 months, he was put on like 15, 20 pounds of muscle.
So are you frustrated him or not?
No, I'm frustrated.
I'm super frustrated with him.
Well, it's,
he hurt the team.
It's I look at it like this. You've been on this for a while. You should have did a better job of cheating. I mean, because you've been like, this is not in a vacuum. You should have did a better job of cheating.
Well, yeah, you got to get
who
caught.
Who used to say, who was it? I think it was Kyle Petty had the famous quote, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
But you can't get caught.
You can't get caught.
You can't get caught. That's the bottom. And he did. 215-592-9494. Let's hear from Bryce Harper yesterday about the Jose Alvarado situation.
I mean, absolutely a tough situation. Don't know too much about it. Obviously, he took something he wasn't supposed to and, got suspended. And, we kind of turned the page as quick as possible so that we can kind of move on without him right now. Obviously, that's a big loss for us. I'm in our bullpen. He's one of our top arms down there, and just gotta go forward and not really worry about it.
Well, he's right. It's a huge loss for them. And now, what do they do? 215-592-9494. Hugh, look, they have different options right now. They have a lot of starting pitchers. That is clear, including yesterday. Mick Abel comes up in his major league debut as one of the great debuts ever in Philly's history. He looks like he could pitch a little
against
bit
against the Skeens. Yeah, you saw that, Kyle. Don't say that. Against the Skeens, dude.
Yeah,
we're back on YouTube today, by the way.
Hi, guys. We missed you. We missed you on Friday.
Then you think they saw me trying to talk with my mic off?
Oh, they saw you. They know what's going on.
They didn't see that.
Yeah, they know.
Until you said
all right,
something.
So, yes, Mick Abel outdueled Paul Skeens yesterday. Here's my option. Option number one for right now. I'm putting Ranger Suarez in the bullpen. I know he's off of back-to-back good starts to the rotation.
Back-to-back.
That's wonderful.
You know how we feel about them back-to-backs.
Not easy. Get yourself down to the bullpen. I need a lefty in there right now. I need someone that has done it before. Hugh, I know you've been, Boris Korp over here is probably put the phone call again. I would move Ranger to the bullpen right now. Walker's back in the rotation as of this week. I'd keep Mick Abel in the major leagues, and I would put Ranger in the bullpen. Hugh, how about you?
I know it's probably going to surprise both of you.
You're going to say yes on this?
With one caveat.
What?
Pay me.
No.
See, this is why I'm here. And I try to tell y'all this every time that we start these conversations about professional athletes and the mindset of their agents and everything like that. Yes, I think that is the right move to make. It is. But.
No buts.
No, but pay me.
No, I'm not paying him a dime. He has a salary on the team this year.
I can't do it because I am. See, and here's the thing. This is a win-win for both because
I'm not paying him.
Because the trade that we got still like 2 months before the trade deadline.
I know.
Right?
We got a long time
to go. And listen to what I'm saying now before you start cutting me off, you and Kyle, because you know y'all like to do that.
I'm about to drop this gem on you.
Right now, I'm going to ask you to agree or disagree. Right now.
Disagree.
We are not operating from a position of power, right?
We got a bullpen deficit and months to go before the deadline.
Yes. Okay. So we are operating. We're not in a position of power.
Uh-huh.
So knowing and when you look at Major League Baseball right now, it's a whole lot of teams out there that are still in the hunt or think that they're still in the hunt.
I would say about 85% of the league is still
okay,
in it.
Okay, so we're on the same page.
So
if you try to go out right now and get another arm, it's going to cost you a lot.
Yes.
Probably some of your prospects.
Yep.
Probably going to have to trade somebody and sign them, right?
Mm.
Maybe.
Yeah, it would be hard to do right now.
Okay. So here's the fix. You ready for this? Mm-hmm. You have Ranger on the roster.
Yes.
Ranger's in a contract year, correct?
Yes. Everything you've said so far is facts. So far.
So how about this? How about I re-sign Ranger? Maybe a five-year deal. I don't know what kind of money that they're looking for. But let's sweeten the pot for him. Say, hey, we still want you as a starting pitcher, but right now it's cheaper for us to pay you, say, whatever X amount of dollars, 5 years, X mm-hmm. amount of dollars, to go into the bullpen for us. You're still going to be a starter, but go into the bullpen for us and help us out that way. But I'm not about to do it. If I'm Ranger, I'm not about to do it just because, you know, I like you. We mm-mm, boys, and you in a tough spot. Mm-mm. Pay me.
Mm-mm.
Pay that man.
This is where you lost me. Everything you set up to pay that man is where you lost
me. Pay that man. What's wrong with that?
Here's what you do. You simply write his name in the bullpen. Put his name in the card to start a game anymore. He pitches when he gets the baseball.
Okay. Is it okay right now?
Yeah.
As is presently in the situation that we're in right now, is it cheaper to throw Rangers some shekels right now? And tell him that we're going to put you back in the rotation. But right now, we're going to throw you these shackles so we can put you in the bullpen.
You could, but I don't want to. I don't even know if I want
okay,
him past
we,
this
I
year.
Don't, we, hell, I didn't want Jose Alvarado to test positive for whatever he tested
well,
positive for.
But he's selfish.
But we're here.
Yeah, we are here.
But we're here.
And Ranger Suarez will pitch out of the bullpen until
if
further
you
notice.
You pay me.
No way. 215-592-9494.
Better pay that man.
Yeah, Hugh's got his Boris Korp hat on today. Here we go again. I'd put Ranger in the bullpen right now. Kyle, your reaction to Alvarado, and what do we do now?
Yeah, well, like, first of all, total loser stuff from Jose Alvarado.
Complete.
It's a selfish move. I mean, it almost kind of like makes sense now when you see him coming into spring training saying he's in the best shape of his life and all this stuff.
Popping 102 in spring training.
Yeah, it's, you know, so, I mean, puts the Phillies in an absolute brutal spot. And like now, we have to kind of be desperate. Like, not only, I mean, we had a bullpen that was already kind of shaky. And now one of their best arms, or you know, one of their more high leverage arms, are done for, you know, let's be real, the vast majority of the season. And now the most important part of the season, the postseason, we're not going to be able to use him in the playoffs when it matters. So, and it totally crushed all the leverage now that the Phillies ever had when it comes to making a trade and getting an external option in here to help fix this bullpen. So, I mean, the Phillies kind of have to operate with a sense of desperation, but internally. So I was on this last week with you about moving Ranger Suarez to the bullpen, and I'm even more so on it now. Like, the Phillies have to, and I don't care what Scott Boras says. Don't care what Ranger says. They need him to go to the bullpen. It's what's best for the team, and I think Ranger needs to man up and make the move.
I feel like neither one of you guys
don't care.
Well, it's obviously
it's as simple
care,
as that.
I mean, you didn't hear a word that I said.
No, we heard it. We didn't care.
I did not listen.
On what planet do y'all think y'all hold any cards? Like,
he,
none.
He works for the Phillies.
He is under contract with the Phillies. Still on that planet.
See,
planet
that's the card you're trying to play.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And that dog is not going to hunt.
Well,
we've been down this road before.
It has to hunt.
I'm sorry,
it's
Ranger.
Not. Well, no, you can talk. You like, listen, if I'm Ranger, you know what? I'll even make it easy for you. If I'm Ranger, I'll come and say, hey, I'll go to the bullpen if you pay me.
No way. It's a no way.
I am, see, this is what I don't think y'all understand.
We're not Jason Peters.
We understand.
To go from
we don't give
attack.
A crap.
No.
Yeah. All right, let's take a deep breath. Let's grab Chris in Middletown. We'll get back to this. Chris in Middletown, what's up?
Boy, is this radio heaven or what? What controversy? Good morning, man.
Good morning, Chris. What's up?
Listen, this type of controversy is a PED for sports talk radio, and this is going to be a highlight.
And this one is not banned. This is not frowned upon. This is normal.
Oh, boy. All right, Hugh.
Yes.
Allow me some permission to long talk a little
bit.
You
got it. You got it. The floor is yours.
So here's what I have to say. The Jose Alvarado situation, the attempted cover-up for his poor judgment by Dave Dombrowski is just a total joke. Dave, you made yourself look like a giant rear end of a donkey, all right? Trying to act like he took it to lose weight is a flat lie. If you want to just simply lose weight, you take Ozempic or something else that just helps you lose weight and it's not a banned substance. Guys, you already touched on this. We know he hustled, picked the one that helps lose weight, but oh, it also enhances your athletic ability and performance. And that's exactly what happened. Now, that was a poor choice on his part. Here's what I got to say to Joe and Kyle, to all those people out there that want to judge this man, get real. Your fandom is not his top priority. And to say he let the team down is total nonsense in the world of this man has got declining abilities. He started taking something so he can perform to stay at that ability.
But he got suspended for 80 games.
That's selfish.
He got suspended for 80 games.
If he was doing it and he was getting away with it, we would say like what's his name from the Oakland Raiders used to say all the time, if you're not cheating, you're not trying, you wouldn't care. The problem is he got caught. Now we care. So, like,
yes, that's exactly it.
This is a slip.
You get caught, I care. He's suspended for 80 games.
No, so listen. He felt like he was in a tough spot. He made a bad decision and came back to bite him. All right? So if you've never made that a bad decision that you got jammed up on later in life, then congratulations, okay? You're perfect, all right? Now, the situation with the bullpen is real easy. You either send Ranger or the other guy that can no longer be a starting pitcher, Nola. One of those two goes to the pen. And as much as I would love to send Nola there, they're probably not going to because they have a longer contract.
Well, and he's hurt, Craig. Plus, he's on the IL.
Here's the message, Ranger. You're going to the pen. You call Hugh Douglas's boss, Scott Boris, and you tell him, Ranger is going to the P-U-L-L-P-E-N bullpen!
All right, Chris, we appreciate it.
For a minute, I was lost.
Yeah. Well, also, Aaron Nola's on the IL. And yes, I could call him selfish. He got suspended 80 games. He's selfish. He took a banned substance and then pretended he didn't know how it happened. 215-592.
I ain't got no problem with PEDs, though.
Well, that's fine, but if they're banned, you can't take
them. Well, I'm just saying, because let's put this in perspective,
All right, when we get back. We'll do it on the other side. We'll perspective. I got perspective from the guy that wants to pay Rangers.
We are silencing Hugh Douglas.
No, I'm just saying, you don't want to hear what I got
to
say.
Well, I do want to hear it. We got to hit this. We'll come back. I'll hear everything you got to say, except the Ranger money thing. I'm not paying,
I don't give a shit.
Paying Ranger Suarez to go to the bullpen. This is ridiculous.
Ain't nothing wrong with PEDs, man.
That's fine. But they're against the rules.
I'm just saying. Ain't nothing wrong with PEDs.
Well, then we should get all
something
the
very
said,
wrong with PEDs.
You said we're going suspended to the
game. 215-592-9494. We're here from Topper and Dombrowski on what the Phillies might do. Huge clues for a great place. Plus some breaking Eagles news. A name we've heard a lot around here is returning to the front office. That's next. All your phone calls. Ranger to the pen. Your reaction, Alvarado. Midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.